Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody love prayer. Everybody can use prayer. Glory to God. This is why you got to be careful with speaking against a vision, especially when you don't got full understanding. This is why you got to have confidence. This is why you got to be trust. You got to have trust. And also, this is why you got to have faith.
Amen.
Don't listen to those strange and weird prophets prophesying against your leaders or prophesying against the vision of your church. Them some weirdos. Let them prophesy and say, I don't receive that.
That's right.
Matter of fact, anybody that come prophesying against your church or against your leaders, you should reject that off bat, especially if you know it for yourself not to be true.
Amen.
Somebody come prophesying to me against my deacon or my ministers, I'm going to be like, hold up. I'm not receiving that. Now, if God showed me something, I would deal with it on the inside, but I'm not going to let nobody disrespect them.
Amen. That's right.
Right.
I reject that foolishness. Reject the people of God. We got to be team players. Even if you're not good at something, especially in the beginning, being a team, you got to be a team player. You got to yield, you got to submit, and you got to get the job done. I'm not talking about necessarily yield or submit to the apostles. You got to be a team player. Get the job done. The Bible tells us, the Bible says be servants to one another.
Right.
Amen.
Service to one another. You got to have a spirit of Elijah. Not getting caught up in self and arrogant to not understand someone can replace me. Always, you got to, when I say replace, don't look at it from a negative connotation. That's what I mean by have a spirit of Elijah. You got to always be willing to want to pass on the mantle to someone else.
That's right.
Amen.
What is the mantle? It's the anointing, and it's the characteristics, it's the skills. The spirit, the talents, the gifts, the passion, the knowledge, the wisdom, the fervency, the attitude, the anointing, the wherewithal, and so forth to get the job done, to complete the task, to finish the assignment. You want to always be in a place that you pass that on. Jesus Christ is about making disciples. It's about reproduction. So the more people come in, you want to be able to help push them into their calling and their destiny. You want to pass that mantle that is upon you onto them. Then God will raise you up to another level. Understand this. Jesus passed the mantle upon the disciples. Then the disciples passed the mantle onto the church. Jesus said, you all would do greater than I did. Greater, greater, greater. That means greater works. That means greater message. You can't separate God's message from His personality. You cannot do that. So Jesus said you would do greater. He passed the mantle on, and then he passed it to the disciples, and the disciples passed it to the church. And now the church, we are to make disciples. It's a reproduction. This is the kingdom mandate. Understand this. In Genesis, in the very beginning, he said, go out and replenish the earth. Subdue it. I give you dominion. What does that prefix re mean? It means to do it over again and again and again. Do it bigger. Do it better. And I'm thinking about incorporating that bottle into KCI. We do it big and we do it better.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
So you may be a deacon in the church, but God might send more deacons. And then you pass that mantle of what you're being taught and what you learn to encourage them and push them, and then God might raise you up to the next level. But you always want to be willing to give, even give of your understanding, even give up your seat. Even if it means you got to move over for that person to fill that position, you always want to pass on. It ain't about us. It's about reproduction in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I hope you're getting something right now. I really do.
Woo! Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And you, it's something like how they do in the military. You having a chain of command, a COC. Glory to God, we was talking about that briefly the other day. You ain't worried about, as a lieutenant, you're not worried about something that's happening all the way down the chain with somebody that's a corporal. You got structure and organization set in place for that to go forth.
That's right.
And that is what a well-oiled machine is, and that is what KCI is doing. We're tweaking a lot of things, getting a lot of structure. Thank God for Dr. April. I'm telling you, when you see what the woman of God has been putting together, I'm telling you, the vision that we have, thank God for it. But somebody a couple of months ago said, Apostle God said, expand your vision. And that's what we're doing. We are expanding the vision. But this time, we got a plan of attack, a plan of target. So we're expanding, we got expanding the vision. I want you to understand, you got to be able to take risks. That means stepping out of faith and doing big moves, doing it big and doing it better. Doing big moves. Of course, being led by God. But if he leads you, step out big and make big moves, like sacrificing, even when you got to pay bills. I don't know, sacrifice 500, sacrifice 1,000, whatever the Lord leads you to do. Take a risk. That's a risk. That is sacrifice. But sacrificing sometimes can do a lot within the kingdom and yield greater returns, yield greater results. You know, when you sacrifice and you pay your tithes and offerings, what you're saying is sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed everything.
Yes,
so that we can have everything.
That's right. Amen.
Being selfless, doing things from the heart, sacrificing for the service of the ministry and for the church, not needing attention or accolades. I know some people that every time they do something, they want the attention. Now, we as KCI, especially in this stage in our ministry, we try to give so much honor all the time by posting on social media and stuff like that. But it's going to come a time, people, God, I want you to understand this. It's going to come a time where we're not going to always do that.
Amen.
But even if you don't get that attention, that don't mean that we don't love you, and that don't mean that God ain't seen you. You got to be a mature believer. Even if you don't get that accolade, even if you don't get that, you got to be a mature believer. You got to be confident, as I talked about earlier, in what God is doing and who he's called you to and what he's called you to do. You got to be confident. It ain't going to be like that always.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Amen. Teach it. Come on.
I want you to understand, you can't never let the vision hit the ground. Especially men, and especially my deacons. Meaning, whatever you have to do to get the job done, you do it.
Amen, that's right.
We still preaching, we still teaching, we even online, going strong. We never miss the beat, we still giving. We still looking out for families, we still looking out for widows every month. We got a widow fund. Well, me and my wife specifically, we ain't asking none of y'all to do it, but specifically, we are taking care of a widow every month right now.
Amen.
This is one of the things amongst all a lot of the other things that we're doing. We ain't missing the beat. We ain't missing the beat. If some things that just have to get done, specific tasks or assignments, if something has to get done, I'm sorry, a specific task or a specific assignment, make sure it gets done. Make sure we get it done. Don't allow it to hit the ground. Don't allow it to fall short. Whatever we got to do to uphold God's glory, we're going to do it. That's called not letting the vision hit the ground. I'm giving examples right now. You should not let the vision hit the ground, people of God.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen.
You should not let it hit the ground. I'm so, and me and Dr. April was just talking about this, we so high, and I'm not saying like, I'm not speaking in an arrogant manner, but our focus is so high and doing the things of God and creating the structure of this ministry, we ain't focused on these little petty things. We can't.
That's right.
If somebody offends me, this is how I am. If somebody offends me, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Okay, God bless them. Because we can't focus on that. We cannot focus on it. Now, when it comes to the honor and things like that, I got to teach that because honor is the mandate of the kingdom of God overall. But I'm just talking about these little petty things. We so high, we so focused. I'm telling you, we can't focus on that. We're not worried about that. We're worried about keeping up the vision, not letting it hit the ground. And men of God, I charge you on today. I charge you on today. I charge you, God. Men of God, I charge you on today to not let your church vision hit the ground.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Right.
Men of God, as the priest of your home, I challenge you not to let it hit the ground. Who was it? Who was it that was Job's wife that said, you might as well curse God and die? Not saying nobody got wives like that. All the wives here at KCI are blessed, but I'm just saying, using it as an example. If something crazy was to happen, don't listen to that foolish talk. I'm not cursing God and dying. I'm going on with the Lord, and I got to do what's right by God. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. I'm talking to the men of God. The women of God, it also goes with you. But the men of God specifically, don't let the vision hit the ground.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Never let the vision hit the ground. Whatever you got to do, you got to do. And I want to say ride the wave. Ride the wave. Meaning stay consistent in all your efforts. A surfer out there on the ocean, on the water, is constantly on top of the wave riding it to the fullest of his capacity. He's going to ride that wave as long as he can. And then when that wave crashes, he's going to get back on and he's going to look for another wave.
Hallelujah.
You got to ride the wave. Ride the wave. I mean, you got to create excitement. You got to stay excited. You got to stay encouraged. Get others excited about the work of God and also keep yourself excited. It's sort of like encouragement. You may say, I'm not encouraged or I'm to be excited. What David said, I encourage myself in 1 Samuel 36. In 1 Samuel 36, David was about, his enemies was planning to kill him. Imagine somebody planning to kill your family. That right there will bring a lot of discouragement. But you got to encourage yourself. You got to create excitement in your own atmosphere. And when you begin to do that, you encourage others to be excited as well.
Amen.
David was facing death, but he encouraged himself. Wow, imagine that. Whatever you need to do, encourage others, encourage yourself. Sometimes even when we encourage others, when we down and not excited, it gets them encouraged and they start to get excited as well. Block out all outside influences and stay encouraged and stay focused, people of God. If anything comes to distract me from my calling, I cut it out. I cut it out. What did Jesus say? Jesus said in Matthew 5:29, he said, if your right eye, Matthew 5:29, if your right eye offends you, then cut it out. Just cut it out or cut it off. Cut it out of your life. We can't afford to stumble or be troubled or stagnated by anything or anyone. We are kingdom-driven and kingdom-focused. So you all should be the same.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus said, if your right eye offends you, cut it out. He wasn't literally talking about your eye. He was talking about whatever comes to offend you, meaning not get on your nerves and make you emotional, meaning whatever comes to stop your progression in God, whatever comes to hinder your deliverance, whatever comes to stop you from moving into glory, cut it out.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Whatever it is, cut it out. That cancer out, because it's a cancer to your family, it's a cancer to your ministry. And what happened is you will be you killing your ministry, killing your family, and 5 years later you will either be out the church completely, or you'll be somewhere that God ain't even called you to, and you'll be spiritually dead, never growing, just numb. Cut it out.
Amen.
And hold up the arms of your leaders. Hold up the arms of your leaders, people of God.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible talks about Moses and how he had Aaron and another individual standing on the side of him, and they was holding up his arms when his arms would get heavy, and he was holding up the staff of the Lord when they were battling, they was fighting, and every time Moses' arms would get a little weak and they would try to come down, that's when they would start to lose the battle a little bit, but then they would grab his arms and lift them up even higher. Hold up your leader's arms.
Amen.
Hold up your leader's arms.
Amen. That's right.
Hold up your leader's arms. You got to send an encouraging word. Say, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm praying. I'm doing all I can. What else can I do? Hold up your leader's arms. I'm telling you, if you don't hold them up, God will send somebody else who will.
Right.
Because I don't, if you ain't noticed something about your apostle, I don't stop. I don't quit. I keep pushing. From here all the way to Chicago, and I'm not going to stop till I'm dead.
Amen.
So you Amen. might stop. People might stop around me, but I got to step over dead bodies. I got to keep going. That's a casualty right there. Lord, bless their soul. I'm keeping going. I got to keep going. I got my rifle. That's a casualty. Lord, I can't stand. I can't stay. We got to move. Soldier, we got to move. We can't. I know we love them, but we got to leave them there. We got to move. They gone. We got to keep going.
That's right.
We got to keep going. Hold up the arms of your leader. Have a passion for your church. The church and showing people that we appreciate them. We're sacrificing resources and time, money, etc. Glory to God. We are doing more because God is saying the more is coming. The more is coming. I really hope that you understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. He's calling us to do more.
Amen.
To do more. He's saying do more. Do more.
Yes.
You must have a strong love and passion for what you are doing and what you've been called to do. It won't never work. It won't never work if you don't have that passion and that love. I have to love my city, Jacksonville. I'm from Chicago, but I have to love my city, Jacksonville. If I wanted to plant a church or plural churches, if I wanted to plant multiple sites here, I have to have a love for the people and for the city in order to win them.
Okay. That's right.
And so should you have a love for your church. You should have a love for the people within your church and for the people within your city. As I said, if you don't love the people that's in your own house, you're a hypocrite. You can't go out and love anybody else. You might think you're doing that, but that ain't love. That ain't true love.
Amen.
You got to have a strong love and passion for it. And if you feel like your fire, your passion, or your love is dying, then that's when you got to return back to the altar where Jesus is so he can reignite you, reignite that flame, reignite that fire, reignite that passion. And you can do that. You can do that. Be reignited. You can do that through prayer and fasting. People of God, God is moving us into a season of do more. He's moving us into an hour of we have to do more. And I promise you this. I promise you this. If you're not willing to do more, God is going to send those to replace you that have a hunger and a thirst to do more. I promise you.
Man.
I've been in ministry, and I've seen it so many times. He would do it because one thing God ain't going to allow, he's not going to allow his vision to fall to the ground because people just don't want to get right. He's not going to do that. So glory to God. I pray that you got something out of this today.
Woo!
I pray that you understand what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Amen.
He wants us to do more because the more is coming and the more is here. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for this word. I decree and declare that it touched hearts today, that it pushes us to do more, pushes us to do greater things than you, pushes us to do better, pushes us, Lord God, to reach for higher heights than you. Father God, release your glory, release your miracles, release your anointing on here even now. But push us, Lord, like never before to do more. I decree and declare it so. I speak it into existence in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to get an increase coming up this week. Get ready for it. It's been released. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you all very much. God is saying do more. He's saying do more. Glory to God. I release it into the hands of Dr. April. Say amen as she comes forth.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. I enjoyed you immensely. I enjoyed you so much, Apostle Andrew. I enjoyed you very much so. And you spoke the truth. This is something that we need to be reminded of. And I just hope you can catch a hold of what is going on So we love you so very much. Today is a beautiful day, depending on where you are. It doesn't matter even if it is raining, but out here it is gorgeous. And I'm telling you, every day is beautiful, no matter where you are. Even if you are just somewhere and it's cold, you know, it doesn't matter. You are alive. This is an opportunity to prove your faith unto the Lord. This is an opportunity to encourage someone. This is an opportunity to express the fruit of the Spirit in someone's life. This is an opportunity each and every day. It is beautiful because you see it as beautiful. So we want you to take full opportunity for today, wherever you are, whatever you have planned to do. Just take advantage of it. Having a good mind, a sound mind, a peaceful mindset, a mindset full of joy and love and compassion, a mindset of rest. If you want to intentionally make this a day of rest, may you find peace today in your rest. If this is a day that you said, nope, I'm going to do my cleaning from top to bottom, I'm washing, I'm scrubbing toilets, then may God bless you in that. Whatever you have before the Lord on today, we want you to be blessed and let it be full of peace. We are excited about what God is doing in your life. You don't want to waste your life failing tests over and over and over again. What
Amen.
A waste of time. What a waste of life. What a waste of energy and high blood pressure. What a waste of stress. What a waste. It is honestly a waste. If I were you, when that test comes, because I just tell you one thing, you'll never progress. God would never allow you to progress until you pass that test. And it may come in different forms each time, but it's going to be the same lesson each time, testing your anger. Are you quick to swear off at the mouth, or can you hold your peace? It might be a test in your humility, a test in doing all that you can, putting forth 100%, and nobody gives you acknowledgement for it. Your test may be your child, your marriage, your health. Your test might be your finances. How will you stay faithful when your finances are constantly being tried? Will you stay faithful, even when it seems like the covenant is not being answered on your end? You're doing all you can, giving your tithe, seeding, all of that, but you're not reaping the benefit where it says you won't have room enough to receive. You're still looking at God saying, well, I have room enough to receive, Lord. Where's the open up heavens and the pouring out the blessings out of your window? Where is that at? God says, I am not a liar. He has not forgotten about you, but sometimes it is a test. It is a season. I know what I'm speaking of because that is what we went through for years. But God said, I want to know, will you still honor me even though you don't get what necessarily the Bible says you're going to get right away? Will you still keep a cheerful attitude, or will you go into regret? Will you go into, oh, I shouldn't have never gave that extra $20. I could use it right now. Now I don't even have much. Stupid tithe. I mean, honestly, what are we saying in our hearts? God's watching us. What are we thinking about our brothers and sisters? What are we thinking about our leaders when we preach a certain way, when we speak according to the Holy Spirit? What are you saying? God is testing you. And when you have been proven faithful because you finally passed the test, when the enemy wants to put those negative thoughts in your mind, you have rebuked it and you fought it with the word, just like Jesus did. For it is written, for it is written, for it is written. You are fighting the enemy with the word of God. When you begin to fight like that, when you begin to give the enemy no play, when you begin to cut it off like our own Apostle Andrew spoke of, when you begin to do all of these things, my God, God, it gets God's attention. And he says, now I think they're ready for that promotion. Now I think that I can trust them, because if they're faithful with you, I'll make them rule over many.
Amen. That's
now
right.
I think I could pour into the KCI Worldwide family, because I believe that they have been faithful. April and Andrew have been faithful over the few families they've had. They've poured into them. They've mentored them. They've pushed them. They've challenged them. They've prayed for them. They've done what they need to do. Now I can trust them with the overflow. I know that they won't further abuse my babies when I send them to them. They're good shepherds. But when you are faithful with few, and the enemy comes to test you, to get you to be prideful and honorary and selfish, I'm the one that prayed all night. I'm the one that's doing 6 hours of prayer every day. I need a car. I need new shoes. I need some new jewelry. I need to buy this. The Lord can't trust us, because he knows if he blessed us with $1 million, we wouldn't care about the kingdom of God. We wouldn't care about you. Skip you and your cell phone bills. Skip you and your rent.
Skip you and the homeless people on the corner. We got $1 million. We're going on vacation, and we're going to buy a new car. But when we have proven to the Lord that we can be trusted and that we put God's needs first, when we've proven to the Lord that even though we are dead tired and we really want a break, we still keep pushing. We still keep sitting behind this computer at this desk. We still keep on typing out sermons. We still keep on seeking the Lord, fasting. I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat some good food. But the Lord's saying, no, still die to your flesh. Lord, I haven't been eating for 4 days now. I'm hungry, and I'm working too, and I'm doing ministry. Nope, you need to get to a place in me. When he knows that we wear those things loosely, what makes us comfortable, shelter, food, fun, relaxation, all of that makes our flesh comfortable. When we die to that and we wear it loosely, God can then promote you. This is how we make leaders, and we follow as the example. Same for you all. God is watching you. Those of you all that are not a part of KCI, wherever you are, whatever you are supporting, God is watching you. God is wanting you to come up so you can be a support to your ministry. There is a mass of people out there that need to hear of hope, and your ministry could be that catalyst.
Amen.
Your ministry, wherever you are, whether you're calling in from the Jacksonville area or you're abroad, your ministry, whatever you are connected to, can be the catalyst that God wants to use. And he needs your skill set and your talent, but he needs more so a mature mindset. So God wants to use us, and I'm excited because I'm standing before the Lord prosper. I'm laying down. I'm saying, Lord, use me. It's not about me. It's not about what I want. I want to speak your language. I want to represent you well. I am an ambassador. You teach me. You train me. You tell me what to do, and I'll say yes, Lord. And when you give up all yourself, God will give all himself unto you. He's waiting on you to make that decision today and going forward. We love you so very much.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not.org, not.com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.